Hey, good evening, everyone. It is Monday, July 22nd, 2024 at 6:05 p.m. This is the City of Derby Capital Planning Commission. Can we all rise for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you. Number three, roll call.
Mayor DiMartino?
Here.
Alderman Heider?
Is excused.
Alderman Kurtica?
Is excused.
Alderwoman Wiedomski?
Here.
Chair Ezzo of the Board of Apportionment Taxation. Ms. Wabno from the Board of Apportionment Taxation. I believe she's logged in, but I'll check. Mr. Gilday. All right, so you have a quorum present. There's four or maybe five, so we'll see.
Okay, thank you. Number four, additions, deletions, and adoption of the agenda. I have none. Okay, number five, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak?
Looking for money to install lights at the Little League field.
Mr. Marcuccio, will you just state your name and address for the record?
Ken Marcuccio, 38 Chatfield Street, Derby. The Derby Little League is looking for some money for. We'd like to put up lights at the Ulusky Field, our main field. We received a donation from Mrs. Payden for $50,000. Okay, the lights would cost $150, $160, somewhere in that range. The Little League has put in 10 additional thousand, so we have about $60,000 in the CD. Waiting to spend it. If we don't get enough money to put the lights up, we're going to have, we're going to have to do something with the money to fix up the field somehow because, she doesn't expect us to keep that money in the account for a number of years. So we're looking to see if we can get some money out of capital planning. As I said, we have 60. We need about another 100,000 to install the lights. Okay, and I had talked to Brian last week about it, and he indicated that maybe it could be taken out of the LOSIP funds. So I don't know if you have any questions.
That's good right there.
Is the light on?
Yes. No.
Yeah, I don't talk a lot. Oh, there you go. Just a quick question, Ken. How far along are you in the process? Do you have a firm bid or?
Well, we had started this with the previous administration, with Walt, and they had said there was some money, but after the election, that got lost in the process somewhere. I mean, I've talked to Joey DiMartino, our mayor, and other people. So most people, in the city know about it. I'd hate to have to, I'm sure Joan would probably give us more money, but, I don't want to have to do that. She's been so good to us.
No, I agree. I was just curious if you had an estimate already, if you had somebody come.
We had Musco come in. Musco gave us an estimate, and the estimate was about 100, between 150 and 160, depending on what they found when they started digging there.
Thank you, Ken. That's what I was looking for, Musco. Okay, thank you, sir.
Was
okay.
It one bid or one estimate done?
We had one. They're pretty much the only one that we knew that does that kind of thing. They're recommended by the Little League in Williamsport. So. As I said, if we, you know, if we don't get the money, then we're going to have to, you know, have get a committee together and look into some other area where we could spend that money. We've put in 10 ourselves so far. We've saved through fundraisers and whatnot. We've, she gave us the 50, and we have, you know, we put 10 in ourselves so far. So, okay. There you go.
Thank you. And do you, just one more question. Do you have that in like a formal request or, you know, in email form that
Musto?
From Musto, from yourself to the administration, just so we can have it?
You know, file. To Walt initially, but I'd have to see if I could find it or put something together.
Yeah, if you could send it to the commission, that would be
okay.
Great. Thank you so much. Okay. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak?
It's on. Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. I'm thrilled that we're having a Capital Planning Commission meeting. I went looking back at the records, and I did come across one from 2020. It was 2020 through 25, and we've really only done maybe two things on the whole list. So there's a lot to be done in the city. And I think that we... I would like to have it in the minutes that we had LOSIP money of almost $1 million that was spent on the roads that should have been spent through a bond referendum. But in order to piece together our failing budget, we used that. We had ARPA money that, again, it was, you know, we're talking millions of dollars that have been spent to try... God bless you, to try to save the city versus fix the city. And I know, just as my own budget at home, I have to take from Peter to pay Paul. This is what we had to do now. But we have to have a strong effort to stop doing all of this stopgap measures and start fixing things in the city. I was looking at Parks and Rec. We used to make a list of things to do from 1999. And one of them was the backstop up at Bradley School. That, I believe, is on the list that is coming forward to you in 2024. So 24 years later, it's yet to be done. So there's so many projects that are remaining that need to be done. One thing that's has not come up at all is, with, again, Parks and Rec, the fields. We're halfway through their 10-year reported life. And when the field has to be replaced, they projected it to be $1 million. And we don't have penny one set aside for that. And the way the fields are being used so fabulously, they're being enjoyed by everybody. The schools have done tremendously with that. They're on there all the time. So we really have to put a concerted effort for getting those put in the list so we can start saving. Because other than that, we're going to have to be shutting things down, and then that's going to end up so many programs. We can't let that happen. There's not that much for the kids to do. My other passion is Mr. Parker, I believe, is on there. And I will speak for the fire department, as I have every time that I have the opportunity to speak to anybody in regarding money. The fire department every year stays within budget, manages to do what they can. And I'm talking decades. They've always maintained their budget. They've been very cost effective, very frugal. The Hotchkiss Hose used to have two trucks. Now they have one. Engine 16, the former Engine 13, I will not call it Engine 13, it's Engine 16, at the East End, has been out of service for weeks on end, trying to be repaired. So we're spending money to fix a 25-year-old truck, whereas that money could have gone towards purchasing a new truck. And who knows if tomorrow it'll be out of service again, because you know yourself, when you're fixing something that's 25 years old, or... for my case, 70 years old, the things keep breaking down even though you keep applying more and more work to it. So we have to give strong consideration to getting back on track with getting all of the vehicles going for the fire department, because we've got other trucks that are also getting aged And we can't go without fire trucks unless you want to go with fires. And I know the police department also is hurting. So there was a plan in place a decade ago that was very, very organized and was working beautifully as far as leasing equipment and purchasing equipment. And that has to be looked at again and get that back in track. But most importantly, like I say, we've got to stop stealing from Peter to pay Paul, and we've got to fund things in the city going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak?
Yes, Tom Linetti, 79 Sunset Drive, Derby. I thought we were supposed to put lights up at the walkway. Is that gone, or are we still doing that?
At the Greenway, Tom?
Yeah, the walk. Yeah, well, by BJ's. I thought that was supposed to be all lit up. I thought Roger had said we had we were going to do that. I don't know. I remember sitting in a meeting and him saying it was appropriate money to put lights up on there.
Lights. The lights were put on underneath Route 8 underpass. Those were the lights we put up.
So the walkway is not getting lit up at all.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Brian Hall, the finance director. Just for clarification, right? Public parks improvements is LOSIP eligible. So in the event we can kind of get comfortable that the lights associated with that are supporting a public park, then I think it would qualify. Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. And Tom, I do think you were referring to a previous grant application that we were going to have to match with ARPA's, which I don't believe we got. And certainly, you know, we had to end up using the ARPA monies to save the city, as Ms. Chemises stated. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak?
Mark Garfalo, I'm the town clerk. Just want to refresh everybody's memory. You know, for 6 years, there's been gross mismanagement in the finance office prior to Mr. Hall's hiring 6 months or so ago. So we did have a plan in place that was in started in the late 90s to spread out the costs for capital, especially around the fire trucks and police cars. Again, the gross mismanagement that took place in the last 6 years and no capital planning that was done is a complete disservice to the city of Derby. We lost a big opportunity with the ARPA funds, and we lost an opportunity to plan because there was no planning and promises were made, and all of these, a bunch of the things that were raised tonight, I doubt that most people who are involved in government, and I count myself as one of the people who is, not even aware of many of the things that were talked, a bunch of the things that were talked about tonight. Just to remind everybody, we're conducting the public's business here. So when those things are done, when the whole finance office was commandeered by incapable people, and then installing further incapable people to take care of that, it really puts us in a very difficult situation. So I know there's a lot of things that are on the list. And basically that was the plan that you talked about, was really kind of the end of the 5 year, because just putting everything on the list. I urge you, because you're all leaders and people who have spent time in government, and encourage all of you, including the administration, to get everything that's supposed to be on this list, onto a list, so that we know what are the needs, and then then they have to be categorized. What are the needs? What are the wants? And then how do we plan for those kind of things. You know, the most obvious and talked about lately is the fields. You know, we know there's a 10-year life and we're halfway through, and but everything has a life. Fire trucks do, and police cars and all of that other stuff. But I think we need to really, you know, get everything onto a list and then say, well, how can we finance this stuff? That's really the question that's before you. And we really need everybody to work together to say, the politics and the gamesmanship of the last 6 years as it related to capital and the ARPA is a disgrace. And it's a disservice to the taxpayers because we're paying this month, literally this month, for that just an abuse of things. And it's costing us more money. And now all of these things have not been, addressed, and they need to be addressed. But really the key thing, I think, is making sure that we have a list. And that, you know, it'd probably be worth it to send it out again. So if people have capital needs, that they're on the list, so everybody knows, and not just people cutting to the front of the line, because it's a disservice. And the truth is, it was done to buy votes, and it didn't buy votes. It was just dumb, and it was a dumb thing that they did. So I know that sounds harsh, and we need to move forward, but... I trust that the people who are involved now will make the right decisions for the city. But please, for those of us that are watching and that also have things on the list that are important to the city in terms of records and maintaining, and even the situation with our own building here at City Hall, we need to prioritize that stuff and get it in a format that makes sense. And if we have to hire a professional person to look at our buildings and say, okay, you know, what are the roofs? What are the elevators? What are the HVAC system and so forth. Those things, if they're done, if we do them right the first time, it'll save us money in the long run. I mean, in the last 15 years that we've been here at City Hall, we spent 10 times as much money on the HVAC system as then if we had done it right when we were moving into the building. So, I just encourage that. To get the list to be complete and that we be vigilant in maintaining it. Thank you.
Brian Hall, Finance Director. I completely agree with everything Town Clerk said. The only thing I would caution is that we do have a certain amount of funds that we've budgeted for, things like LOSIP, that if you don't, you know, come up with a plan for them, right? They might end up again going toward the roads because you don't want to lose the funds. So while I would love to figure out a plan for everything, I do think if we're going to prioritize, we start with what we've got budgeted for, what do we know we need to spend this year and come up with a plan for, and then we've got everything else and come up with that plan. Lest we get hung up on trying to solve our world's problems and get everything, and we end up missing some of the easy things that we could have gotten. Thank you.
Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak?
Madam Chair, I would like to have a few words, please. Gary Parker, Fire Commissioner, 38 North Cole Lane in the town of Ansonia. I just wanted, at the last meeting, it was briefly discussed about the potential for putting together a bond referendum for perhaps this fall for some of the bigger ticket items that not only the fire department, there were some others as well. I'm just curious, is that still a possibility? And the reason I ask only is to, if it is, then we have to get some hard numbers on some items. For the fire apparatus, for example, I've been hesitant to keep going back to our manufacturer reps, basically over the last few years and basically spinning our tires, trying to get good estimates of costs, and we would get those, and then our window of opportunity would evaporate. And my only point is not to have to go through a rather lengthy exercise to do that again if there's not a possibility that we could do this for some time in the fall or in a foreseeable future. And secondly, I'm also working on putting together a better calculation for the cost of the radio system and the fire alarm tower that I had spoken about last month. So that's my only question at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Parker. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Okay, with that, public portion is closed. Number six, review capital request and capital needs discussion only.
Procedural question about this part. So Brian, you talked about a list and then the short term. I've operated under the assumption that that's what we're doing. We're going to look at this year, because there was $900,000, there was $160,000 surplus. I always looked at it that it was a twofold process, that it was addressing what was available to spend now. And then the second phase of that was, I agree with what Mark had said, was then creating a list for the future after that. So I, just from a procedural perspective, I was under the assumption that's what we were going to do. And then my own two cents is that this fall would be wicked hard to pull that all together. But okay. Thank you. Closer, I'm blind.
All right. So just to reorient everyone in what we had kind of reviewed last time. So as a recap to 23-24, ultimately we ended up using about, you know, $934,000 of LOSIP funds, most of which went on the roads, $12,000 of which went to hazardous tree removal with the Board of Ed. The road bonds, we used about $1.3 million of it for the roads. In total, roughly $2.2 million of roads got completed in 23-24 time period. So again, that funding was split between the road bonds and LOSIP, which would leave $1.7 million of road bond type work to come up with a plan for. This year, we ended up spending about $152,000 of the budget. It was around $163,000. So we didn't spend it all, but we did spend most of it. Again, mostly between the two police cars and to maintain and try to start to digitize the records for Derby. So that's kind of what we did this year. Getting back to, okay, well, what's on the plan for 24-25? We've got $146,709 of LOSIP funds. I've sent around all the materials on what that can be spent on. talked a little bit about it. It can be used for public parks and improvements. $146,709. The road bond money, and look, in a perfect world, we've got this figured out sooner rather than later. We have to keep short-term borrowing on this money until we spend it all. So it actually costs the city money to just have this lingering out there, especially if we don't get most of it spent or a plan for most of it to be spent by October, when the short-term debt becomes due and when we were really planning on bonding out this to be long-term. And then we've got our normal general capital budget of $163,235 that we can use, you know, on pretty much anything that we want on this list. Now, that's how much money we have. But on our list, we've got a little over $6 million of other items. If you back out the roads, you're looking at $4.3 million. And only $300,000 to do it. So, you know, to Gary's question, you know, if we wanted to get the things that are currently on the list, and let's not say it wouldn't change, you know, you'd be looking at bonding out around $4 million in a referendum to try to get everything that's on here. And again, just assuming this was the final list, I know there'll probably be back and forth. And when we put this together, we didn't focus so much on the timing, because we knew at that point we were really laser focused on 23, 24. But now it's time. Okay, now we got to look at 24, 25. So it's okay if these things have to change and move around. I think that's part of what we're here. Happy to, you know, get feedback from folks if they want to move things on the list for next time. But, you know, when we did talk, we had some dump trucks on here. We talked about the roads. We had a couple more police vehicles, some more equipment and upgrades. On the Board of Ed side, there's, you know, potentially some items that are really would come more into play if we get the state reimbursement funds. I think that's really when you start to have to make a decision about those, is if you do win them and you can get a large part of it paid for, then I think a lot of these items start to make a lot more sense. There are a couple eligible road bond projects between Bradley and the high school. Some more landscaping, plumbing. $1.1 million for the rescue truck was on here for this current year, and $1.5 million for the fire engines, as well as some miscellaneous money at Parks and Rec. So again, that's a kind of a recap of what we had talked about last time.
I have a few, and this is not anything other than, you know, matter of fact statement. It's hard to have this discussion, you know, without anything here, you know, in front. And I know you sent something out last time, and I should have printed it out, I guess, and brought it forth. It was operating the assumption there may have been changes in the last 60 days. So it's really difficult to have this discussion without anything in front of you, because I you know, we're going to assemble a list, and talk about prioritizing. And I mean, again, it'd be helpful to have it here. A few procedural questions. From a timing perspective, again, and I was under the impression that there was really two things we needed to do. One was expend or recommend spending of the available funds that currently existed. And then to the second part, in my opinion, there's four plus million that we have to decide, you know, identify, like has been said today, and then spend. How much? So I'm just, without having the benefit of the spreadsheet, how much money exists? Do we expend all of the 23-24 money that's been exhausted?
Yeah, so that's done. The books are closed. Understood. On that.
The books are closed. That's all. Yeah. So now you have 24-25 money, which is 146,709.
Yep.
And was there money on top of the 146?
Nope, that's the entire
money. Okay, so now
that's just LOSIP.
I understand.
Then there's 163 in general capital.
General capital. That's what I was looking at. So you have 146 plus 163. So that 310,000, whatever that may be. Explain to me the timing of how that you envision that working. So is that July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2025 money? And from a time frame, what were you thinking? Like, we would recommend to you by what time? What's the time frame for you, that 310,000, a realistic time frame?
Well, anything would be better than when we were scrambling.
What's the optimum? That's what I'm asking. Right? The
optimum. So we are way ahead. You know, having this conversation now is great. It's great work. I think, look, there has to be an approval by June 30th, 2025.
I don't think any of us want to do that. So I guess that's my question. There's 310,000 that we could recommend to the Board of Aldermen, right? So obviously we can't make that decision this evening, right? We don't want to,
right.
So when will we have a list of when we could intelligently make recommendations to the Board of Aldermen? How do you envision that working from a time perspective so that our backs aren't to the wall?
Well, I think probably 6 months is to get this finished, let's say by, you know, end of the year or maybe early in January. I mean, I think is probably the latest we should need.
Okay.
The sooner you do it, the more you can benefit from it, from some of these purchases potentially, right? Because some of these things have longer lead times. So it obviously behooves us all to do this sooner rather than later. And like I said, there's the drop dead date of that June 30th. We don't want to do what we had to do last year where we kind of miss out on things and get stuck. So if we say, yeah, let's try to get this done in the next 6 months, I think that's very fair.
Cause Mark alluded to people in government, right? And so I agree. I think it is way too tall of an order to expect us to have a referendum in place and have a list identified by this November. So I look at it as a two-step process, that 310,000. And then that second bucket I would envision, again, to the town clerk's point, is going to city heads and city agencies and trying to make sure the list is as accurate as possible, building assessments. And so that to me is second. So for me, I did want to focus. I think we need to focus on the 310 initially. Does the administration have recommendations on that 310? I don't need it tonight. I'm just curious if you had.
No, I haven't talked with Joe, you know.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet, Joe.
Fair enough. Thank you, Joe. Mr. Mayor, appreciate it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I have to agree with what you said, Jim. And just question for you, Brian, so how complete would you say this list is? Or are there things like hanging out that you know of that are not there?
I mean, I don't have the lights on here, so
okay,
that's certainly one of the things that needs to get added. I'm happy to send this back out. I mean, we did this in June, right? So it's only really a month old. That's why there wasn't. But has it been any changes from what we talked about a month ago? I'm sure if we send it around to all department heads, you know, maybe they might change some of the timing, right? You know, do you really need it this year versus, you know, can it wait another year? That would be more likely, I think, what changes than items coming on or off the list.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone else from the commission have any questions?
May I then just ask one question? So I'll assume, Brian, that you and Joe will, the mayor will go over a list, and then at a future meeting, we'll start to have those discussions about that 310.
Yeah, certainly the mayor, I can come up with some recommendations for sure.
Thank you, sir. I'm all set.
And I can send you this file so that you can, you know.
Thank you, sir.
Work to make your own recommendations.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yeah, and I think it is, you know, it's helpful to start having these monthly meetings, even if we're not necessarily taking action, just to start to absorb everything that's been compiling over the years, take it in, see what monies we have, see what monies we don't have, and you know, try to develop the best plan going forward. Anyone else from the commission have any questions? I do. Okay, hearing none, we can move on to number 7, financing options for capital needs. I'm going
to. Yeah, so I think Gary's right. I mean, if outside of the $300,000 that we talked about that we know we have, if we're going to, you know, look for $4 million to do capital plans, for example, yeah, we're looking at likely a bond referendum. You know, perhaps there's some leasing options that we could explore for certain pieces of equipment that might also be an option that allows us to kind of spread that out over time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those would probably be the two main things we could look at.
It would be nice when we get to that. And again, I still think we're you know, months away from a $4 million finance. I mean, probably it's a long time away from a $4 million discussion, but it would be helpful. And I know you pulled it up, so I know you have it, is to look at when other bond money is coming off and to try to understand, you know, the cost of a $4 million over 30-year cost as opposed to a $4.4 million over 30-year cost, and to start to understand when we're ready. I know we're still time away, but to understand the costs over a period of time and then layer in what things may be coming off. So I think when we get there, that would be fruitful to have.
Yeah. So like I mentioned, you know, likely that $3 million road bond's going to come on, right? Yes, sir. So I could sort of lay out for you what that financing and what that timing is going to look like. So if you're going to do something similar, you're, you know, probably a cut and paste.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I think that would be extremely helpful. Any other questions, comments regarding financing options? Mr. Garfalo?
I'm sorry. There was one other issue. I just was so taken by the heat and humidity, I forgot. One other item. The again, one of the ways the people at City Hall who work here were victimized in the last 6 years was the security system was removed unilaterally by the previous chief of staff, which we had a problem in the tax office about 12 or 14 years ago. And they, there was never, they took out this security system. And I think it would be helpful for the safety of everybody at City Hall to have that. An additional pressing point about that in evaluating those security needs here for the safety of everybody and to protect the public and the workers. There's a new state requirement around absentee ballot voting boxes. We have to have a security camera. This was a new law that was just passed in, so it was after the last when we submitted the stuff. We have to have a system in place to keep a camera on that box. And it has to be capable of maintaining the footage for, I think, up to 2 years. So it's not just like a camera. It has to be like a full system. And that has to be in place by June of or July 1st of 2025. So I will be getting more information on that and submitting it, but I'm sorry, I didn't mention it before.
And that's a requirement.
That is a brand new state law. That they, for the election reform, it's mm-hmm. in it, less talked about part of it, but it is part of it. That is part of the law that was passed.
Is there requirements at all or any state laws coming or that, you know, regarding cameras for, you know, early voting inside the registrar's office, wherever it may be taking place?
No, not that part. This was just a result of maybe you read in the news about absentee ballots in the last year or so. And that was as a result of that. I had asked for that when they put the boxes out. And that was not, even though it was a requirement, but it's really I view the cameras as protecting us. So I would welcome the cameras, you know, even in the office, so that when we process these things, to make sure that we continue to reinforce and reassure people that it's a fair and free election in every step that we do. I think it's a good thing overall, and it protects the safety of people here too. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Okay, number 8. Is there a motion to adjourn?
To adjourn.
By Jim, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Colleen. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. At 6:46. Thank you, everyone.